So we could skip the first part, right? Does anybody have any questions about tapping? I mean, you've been a few times. You've been
twice.
Okay, so but do you feel pretty good, or you need to hear the spiel? Hey, baby.
Are those great buds?
Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
These are my red wine shoes. And white wine shoes, too. And martini shoes.
Adorable. Okay, so let's see. I'm on, phone's on. I just feel like I'm not all together. But
you look very together.
Thank you. And just hate the door open. But we can't show.
No, I did fix the lock. I did get it to unlock. You want me to go ahead and close it?
She means the door.
I do mean that door, yeah.
This door. That's the one. It was locked earlier, but...
Yeah, when we're in full-blown tap and people are going elsewhere and they're just looking at me. Yeah, you know. It's okay, but I could live without it. I did good last week with that. All right, so everybody's been here a few times. So here's my intent. Now watch, somebody really new is going to come in. But before they do, I know you're here for tapping. I do want to deliver what you came for. But I would ask... for 5 or 10 minutes of your time. It is my intent. I love the information that comes through tapping. I love it, love it, love it. Love that personality. For those who don't get that I'm channeling them, it must sound really funny to you when I say, ooh, that was a good one, right? I heard the taps about the same time you do. There are some things we do, like on surgeries or... real tragedy that's happened in life, there's some scripting that I usually start with, but a lot of it just gives tons of good information. So it has been my intent that I would eventually be able to take us there without the tapping and yet still have the energetic experience, the transformation of vibration. Wouldn't that be fun? Could y'all get any lazier? Right? So we've had a couple of times now where I'm tapping and people are getting tired. And it is the intensity. And so then I'm like, well, I'll tap for you, just sit and hold. So I'd like to, if you're okay with it, play even a little further. So I'm really going out of my comfort zone, but I figure, oh well. Most of y'all have been around enough to, I could feel safe. So that's what I kept asking. Well, let there be everybody that's already been to tapping before. And I had two people that were very new that were coming that actually called me, which is very random, to say they would not be here. And I was like, well, thank you. Okay. They said, well, we both were men. And they said, well, I told you I'd be there, and I just wanted you to know why I'm not. I'm like, okay, let's. And then I'm thinking, I hope this isn't a weekly occurrence. right? Okay, so I would ask everybody to take a big breath. And as you exhale, one more breath. And on the exhale this time, really relax into your body. I'm intending that we all physically relax, mentally relax. Relax into the energy of total love. And we just allow this frequency of non-judgment, this frequency of expansion, of connection, this vibration and energy to fill the room, to fill our bodies, to relax our minds. And it is my intention that you would receive a tangible physical experience of energy even before we shift into tapping. Okay, and then, so it would be great if somebody had a question or a concept. Yes.
Okay, so my concept is basically fear of driving. I have had some white big experiences this week. And I have truly, I didn't realize that I had this fear until some things happened to me this week that did. So I would really like to open myself up to whatever that fear is and let it move through rather than to stay.
So that's a great reframe, that what happened was happening for you to bring your attention to this fear that you were not aware of. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to start happening to everybody more and more quickly. Things are going to become very loud, very blatant. You'll notice a lot of synchronicity. You'll hear something and you'll hear it again, and you'll hear it again, and you'll hear it again. Or you will get shaken up. You'll get the adrenaline rush again and again and again until you literally start asking yourself, what's the message here for me? And so great frame on it that you want to tune into that fear. So everybody take a breath. Come in. Hello. Oh, now I'm sweating. So we all get silent when you come in. That doesn't feel comfortable. Does it? So we're playing. I'm going to talk for a minute before we tap on a subject. So you'll notice when I get out of the way, the speaking is very rapid and cohesive. Unlike when I'm speaking and very thoughtful and umming you a lot. Although sometimes I'm still coming in because I have a little trouble playing without movement. Okay, so we're on fear again. So take a breath. Okay, so speaking on fear. So part of the alchemy that you're all here in agreement to do is to literally this time around feel the adrenaline flooding the body and being able to stay in the observer so that you are playing at a higher level of consciousness and choice. And so you have two different types of fear that will literally feel like it's attacking you. It's not really attacking you. It's calling to your attention. It's an invitation for you to actually do this transformational work. And so one of the fears you're very familiar with, it's the thoughts, where you will have a stream of negative thoughts, insecure thoughts. Fearful can be many different ways. It can be resentful, it can be bitter, it can give you a perception of scarcity, that you're not receiving something, or somebody's withholding something from you, that there's not enough time, but there's not enough ideas, enough ways to get you to where what you want. And that can be a very mental experience. And then you can also have a very physical experience of adrenaline flooding the body. And for many of you, it will be that it's a chance and invitation for you to process this at a hormonal level, at a chemical level, having that full body experience and choosing a different perspective instead of fight or flight. And so it's actually bigger than just a pattern that's coming up for you to transform a belief system that you've had or a trauma that you haven't healed before. It's actually about all of us that have agreed to do this work, and there are many of us now. It's about us literally being transformative and having the experience of adrenaline flood the body, and yet choosing a very empowering, forward-thinking thought. So whereas before, and I'm sure everybody can remember, levels of unconsciousness where you get scared and you either snap or let that snowball on you. So to have the human body flooded with adrenaline and stop and say, what's the gift here? What can I change? What can I look at? What's the message? How do I clean this up, evolve this, change it? That's really powerful work for the literal coding in human bodies. And so if you think about all that's been passed down, we innately have fears that we've inherited genetically, ancestrally, cellular memory, mass consciousness. And a lot of those fears have kept us safe as a species. And yet, ideally, we want to dissipate fear at a really drastic level on this planet, because now it's not serving us. Fear contributes to chaos and limitation and unworthiness. Fear has no job other than to expand itself. And so when you have a full body experience of fear, or a full mind experience of fear, and you choose to handle it differently, it's a great contribution you're making for all of us and to the generations coming after us. Okay. So there you go.
Yay.
Can we get from now?
Yeah, those are great shoes. Okay, so you can tell I'm still mostly uncomfortable. Laughter, good way to deal with embarrassment. So, any comments, thoughts? No? Left you speechless? All right, take a breath. Oh, good.
I was just going to say, I've sort of come to that same whole set of conclusions and thoughts and everything, and I'm afraid to say it too. Afraid to say it out loud to other people, but, you know, much less even act on it, open with other people.
Yeah. And so it's interesting you're saying that. So in the beginning, you know, I played at fear with the adrenaline, the thoughts, and then now it's just flat out, hey, invite me to play big and I'm going to say yes, no matter how scary it is, right? And I like the humor of the universe that people would trickle in anyway. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you going to do it anyhow? So I passed myself on that first attempt. But I'm going to take it a little further. So take a breath. And now if you feel comfortable, shut your eyes. And I would ask you to imagine. Tune in and think of something fearful. It can be big, it can be personal, it can be for the planet. Any way that you can relate to a sensation of fear in the body. Now as you're staying in this exercise, which gives you the opportunity to practice being the observer. Really stay in the observer. What does that feel like? Is it a particular frequency? Can you feel it as a vibration? Just like we do with tapping, setting it up, can you feel your heart rate increase? Can you feel it like a color or a pattern? Really staying in the observer, noticing that even though fear is very real and sometimes it can feel so huge, it is not you. It is not always there. Whatever physical experience you're having of fear, imagine that you can recognize it as a frequency, as an energy, as a negative energy. And what we're going to do together is up-level this a little bit. In whatever way feels comfortable for you, I want you to pretend in your mind that you're writing the letters F-E-A-R, however you want to picture your writing, and you're labeling this particular pattern of frequency with the name fear. And let it take any shape or form. It can be a color or a note. It can look like an animal or a cartoon. Weather, anything you want, whatever your psyche gives you. Imagine that you're labeling it. And so now you're disengaging it from your body and you're bringing it out in front of you. And you might notice that it doesn't stay very still. It's very chaotic energy, unruly, wiggly, wanting to dart around, wanting to slip away and come back. And imagine that you've labeled it. And I'm going to really stretch you. I'm inviting you to look at this negative energy with compassion and with gratitude. Fear protects you from danger. And if our emotional bodies were healthy, fear would only notify us to let us know we're going into the unknown and we don't have enough information to feel safe. And yet this fear is out of control. This fear doesn't know how to monitor itself, how to give a message and calm down. And I want you to feel compassion, because you know what it's like to be out of control. You know what it's like to want one thing and not be able to calm down and focus and give the message or receive the message. And playfully imagine, because you're just using your imagination, that you could bless this representation of fear. You could bless it and simply release it. You could notice that it is not yours. And if you feel comfortable, you could even imagine that through your compassion, through generosity of spirit, you could project love and light at this fear, because it does feel good to be separate from it. It does feel good to be in the observer's role. It does feel good to see that that does not define you. Imagine that you could project positive energy towards this representation of fear. And if you feel something in your heart, know that that is just other pieces of fear that would like to be released and acknowledged and blessed. And now for a moment, I'm going to ask you to see a bigger picture. Imagine that you could be observing this room, and that you could see these people all with the same intent, to hold only positive intention, only positive energy, even as looking at fear, a very negative energy, a very chaotic and enticing energy. And that you could feel amazed that so many people would agree to do this at the same time. And maybe it's going on in other places of the planet. Imagine that you are part of participating in, and you're also observing the possibility of we as a species evolving to transform lower negative energies into higher positive frequencies. And I'm suggesting to you that after this today, after this experience, it will be ever so much easier for you when fear presents itself for your attention. That you will have more space in choice. That you will more easily stay in the observer. You'll stay conscious. You will stay more physically and mentally and emotionally comfortable. You will have the space to think of choices that would feel better to you. And playfully imagining from what any perspective you would like now, that whatever representation you had of fear, that it's dissipating, leaving, transforming, disappearing, however you would like to see it. And I would ask you to put one hand over your heart. And imagine staying in this higher consciousness, and bless your heart. All the fear that has flowed through your heart. Bless your child's heart. bless your heart for being with you to process all the fear you have witnessed, yours and others. Even empathy. Bless your heart. And the true blessing is that as you expand your consciousness, it will become easier and easier for you in this human body. It will become easier and easier for you to live more consistently in the higher positive energy. I'm taking a big breath. And when you're ready, just coming all the way back. All the way back. Okay, any thoughts, comments?
Okay, y'all look pretty goofy.
Looks like we've been tapping for an hour. Any comments? Questions? Nada?
I had the same thing happen last time we did something similar to this. It was almost an out-of-body experience.
Cool.
And so, because
I hope that's pleasant.
Oh, it was. It was
okay.
Amazing.
I'm like,
when you said we'd come back, I was going, I'm not ready.
Oh, I know. And I have been told, you know, you take us to these cool experiences and you ask us to talk. It's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I really can't just sit up here by myself. That's just pushing me a little too far. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Anybody else? Anything? Question?
Oh.
Comment? Yeah.
For me, it was just I was jumping from fear to fear. It was very kind of like I was, you know, just observing. And I ended with a fear that I acknowledge normally, but I don't pay attention. So it was like, okay, now you need to pay attention to that fear. It's big, pretty big one. And so it was just like very interesting. Yes, it was just like jumping and I'm just like, oh.
Really, you need attention now? Yeah, and a lot of what I find is a lot of the negative energies, you know, the emotional body really was designed to lead us, to care for us, to protect us. It's just that they've all been so horrifically abused that they're a little, you know, on overkill. they don't know how to give a message and stop. Once you heal your emotional body, though, it gets a lot easier. And what I find is that the negative energies, they do. Sometimes they just need some attention from a different level of consciousness, right? And so if you're not engaging at the level it's at and you stay in a higher consciousness, it will actually transform it quite a bit. And you've all done this. A lot of times, this is when you're angry, but you don't speak in anger. This is when you want to chew somebody out, but you don't. Right? You just don't feed the energy. You hold a higher level of consciousness, and the energy will actually dissipate. Have you ever known somebody that you just can't stand? And yet you won't speak it, and you won't act on it, and then later you end up friends with them? Right? You transform the energy. If you feed the energy, if you talk about them later in a negative way, if you think about them later in a negative way, you actually feed the energy and the energy will exist. But if you choose proactive choice over it and you choose a higher path, it actually transforms the energy completely. And you'll either end up friends or they'll disappear out of your reality. Not to say you zapped them, but it kind of feels like that.